Introduction. A marvelous night. The deep blue sky, limpid and filled with an infinity of luminous bodies. How beautiful the nights of Rio Grande do Sul are. There is no magic like the cold nights of the southern winter. Beneath such scenic beauty and natural splendor, we cross the street connecting Carancio to Sarandi. We had not noticed in the midst of our silent concentration, we had joined a group of more than 30 persons. A break in the silence, respectful perhaps, was only perceived when an enormous orange disc appeared to be growing at an elevation of 50 degrees above the horizon. Beyond the Rio da Varesa, in the municipality of Palmeira das Missões, for many nights strange phenomena had been observed, and each time more impressive. The spectacles were very diverse. This continued until someone thought to sell hot dogs and coffee at the gate of the botanical farm. That parish where was somewhat different. Those home folk of Don Rodden lives now took to the streets at the night, waiting themselves in the dough of the cool nights in conjecturing about life on other worlds. It was also like this for the vicar Gionashi and his sect. Father Many people spoke on the radio that night after the nocturnal outlines of the humble couples. Months later, he admitted at least having seen a flying disc. The people philosophically discussed the possibilities of universal life. Sarandi was transforming itself rapidly into believers. The forces of reaction did not wait long to emerge. The phenomena that continued to appear frequently was being abandoned from observation. There was no lack also of identification. Some innocent, other ill-intentioned of light phenomena from automobiles on the horizon. Many readily observed and drew erroneous conclusions. It came to a point where observations in that locality became ridiculous. Many jokesters took it upon themselves to fool the public, launching balloons with lanterns. Only a few people came to accept this business seriously. The meetings and observations were kept secret, and the results were surprising. Persons of real position, such as Reverend Wagner of Afu Asu and Sir Juice Di Rieto, Mario Ferrari of Sarandi, were many times invited to compare points of observations concerning phenomena. The experiences of this group will not be described here. because they do not compare in magnitude with the account of the author of this work. However, they indicate that this region really was being visited by extraterrestrial beings of some kind. The investigative group came into contact one day with a simple and friendly man, Arthur Burlett. Since then, much has been said of the strange experience of the prefect employee. We judged until then that it was no more than a story involving one of those peculiar types that every city always has. The merits of his serious discovery must go to Carlos de Olivario Gomes, then manager of Agencia do Banco de Brasil in Sarandi. Carlos arranged a discussion in his residence. There were three men present: Carlos, Rui Schmitz, and I, to bombard Mr. Burlett with a list of sharp questions. After 7.5 hours of interrogation, we all were faced with the incredible reality. Burlett had traveled to another planet and was gone for 9 terrestrial days from 14th of May 58 to 23rd of the same month and year. We met repeatedly and never had any reason to doubt the verbal account of Mr. Burlett. There was an impressive seriousness about him, and he never sought to capitalize on his story. This was 1965, and the experience with Burlett had begun 7 years before that. So much time lost, so many years rejected by both religion and politics. The smallness of man in such that the most intelligent comment was that Burlett had gone to the moon by a tractor. The interest that he awakened in us prompted us as well to take interest in means to promote the story for the municipality and for him as well. In good faith, Burlett accepted our invitation to go to Porto Alegre. However, he did not know, perhaps in his own simplicity, the maltreatment that awaited him at the hands of the people. He was like a serious monster to be devoured by the curiosity of public and television. There he was varied by idiotic questions. There were also an official contact, where after drawing out facts in hours of exhausting interrogation, he was ridiculed by unfortunate reporting in the media. Be careful of him. Yes, Burlett, the hydrophobic, dangerous, crazy sensation seeker. Who knows whether he was an agent in the service of strangers? Only he speaks these things. Who knows the future? In the meantime, Burlett, the crazy, returned to Talbot more calm than any. There was little difference between having been the crazy of Porto Alegre and having gone to the moon on a tractor in Sarandi. But we suggested proceeding against the defamers, and when a veteran smiled and calmly replied, "Nobody is obliged to believe my account, and the fact that they do not believe does not change the reality of my experience. I will continue to answer there only that is asked." In August of 65, we already had full knowledge of the bullet case when we received a visit by a great Brazilian investigator, Dr. Walter Carl Bühler, who was conducting an interesting inquiry in the nearby city of Carinzo. We had by then brought to his attention the news of the flying disc at Sarandi. It was a very great pleasure for the group as well, as of much value to our study. From him we received criticism and advice which we value much, even until today. We can say for certain that if it were not for such help by the Sociedad Brasileira de Estudos sobre Discos Voadores, by its president, Dr. Bühler, perhaps it would have been impossible to publish this work. There is much beyond appearances in arranging to publish this story. Moreover, Bühler would not consent to any modification of his account, and would not allow us to increase the price due us, and principally to Dr. Bühler, a labor to help it, without offering any return for our labor and loan. Great were the difficulties to publish this work at first due to our total lack of experience in this method of diffusion. Above all, we had to consider its principal requirement. It must be prepared in complete honesty. It is true to the originals furnished by the authors. All that was altered was essential grammar to facilitate the understanding of to the reader. It is not, nor is it intended to be, a great literary work, but a sincere account in a personal language of the author, of his experience, unedited. In this we have tried to maintain the same basic construction of phrases and the same application of words in the original text. There are many original words and Gonchakas expressions of the local colonial German and Italian Rio Granders. The astronomical data furnished in this story is interesting, since it does not coincide with the knowledge up to now of our neighbors in the solar system. Bühler, though without affirming it, always gave us the impression that he might have been to planet Mars. The only data to actually confirm this is that the planet visited possessed two satellites that, in reality, according to Bühler, were two artificial platforms. The account of Bühler was written by him after his return with great difficulty due to his daily problems in obtaining bread for each day. His narrative filled 14 scholars' notebooks, which he could consider a work of joy. His flagrant spontaneity His clear and precise impressions are, as well as his natural psychological motivations, are beyond reproach. The linguistic faculties of the author are incontestably colored by German, the language which Bollert learned as a boy before Portuguese. He was born in 1931 in the middle of Sarandi, Rio Grande do Sul, working until a very short time after the experience in the profession of tractor operator for the city. Due to an explosion in a quarry where he was working, he lost one leg. He is a descendant of German and French blood. Otto Bollert presents a fine physical appearance, tall, bronze-skinned, dark brown hair and blue eyes. He is a perfectly normal man and enjoys exceptional physical health with no signs of mental debility, as was maliciously accounted by the press media. He is a hardworking man, simple and efficient, and well known by the populace of Sarandi, who always consider him to be a serious and honest man. He only possesses a primary education, having terminated his schooling in the first year. Meanwhile, he is intelligent and observant, know to assimilate with no difficulty to him all the profound collective knowledge that his voyage aboard a flying disc to another planet has brought him. His account, such as the work you are now hold, demonstrate the confidence of a highly evolved spirit, of a more advanced mentality, of a cosmogonic moral of certain existence on another inhabited worlds and other infinities of our and other galaxies. It is a mission of to reveal new horizons, to open the eyes to all, to the smallness of prideful humans caught in many prejudices, to bring to the human of Earth a message more human and a more advanced for understanding by the public and perhaps to their assimilation. For this, the author of this collaborators feel highly recompensed. The author will have then, in large part, paid off his promises to a cart. Signed by Rio de Janeiro, November of 67, Jorge Ernesto Macedo Geisel. This is down on page 12 in this PDF book. Next is statement by the author.